some of the changes you've seen, some of the things you know from the old way, the kinds of changes that have taken place. And they just want to know those things, many of the things that you know and remember. And that's what this class is for mainly. When I met with you today, do we have that going now?
Yeah, it's fine.
I mentioned that we'd keep the tape recorders going, and then they'll write their notes from that. Mm-hmm. But mainly today, they'll want to hear about those things we talked about, where you were born and so forth. But before we get started with that, I'd like them to introduce themselves to you, too.
Okay.
And I'd like them to tell you where they're from. And I already introduced myself.
Yeah.
But why don't we start here and have them each introduce themselves. And as you introduce yourselves, why don't you also mention a little bit about your interest, some of the things you'd like to hear about. What I'd like is for them to remember something about each of you. So say something memorable, okay? Why don't we start here now that you've sat down there?
Hi, I'm Vivian Johnson from Iman. And what I'm interested in is some of the stories, just stories.
My name's Gail, and I'm from all around the Fairbanks now. And I'd like to hear about how you build things, houses and sleds and things like that.
My name is Bay, and I'm from the lower Yukon area. And I'm interested in family relations and how you were brought up.
My name is Becky Mikuan, and I'm a pupil from Crystal Quizzes on the Kaskakon area. And I'm interested in you know, how you look at, how you relate animals and you know, how they relate to your lifestyle.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Swaka from Ruby, and I'm interested in how you're raised and the whole tradition.
I'm Cammy Okipkin, I'm from Kotlik, which is on the Yukon. And I'm interested in if you had like enough cooks, witch doctors.
Hi, I'm Cindy Hamilton from Vermont. And I'm interested in how you know what's going to happen in the future.
I am Kisito from Shiva, and I'm interested in stories.
Where you come from, Shiva?
Uh-huh. I'm Robbie Littlefield from Sitka, and I'm interested in plant foods and medicines that you use.
Ed Stevens from St. Mary's, and I'm interested in all the subsistence that goes on up there.
I'm Velma Schaefer, and originally from Anacapa, and I'm interested in old stories and you know how you people make a living off the all kinds of things. Not only one. Anything.
I'm Rick Caulfield, and I grew up in California, and I've been living in Fairbanks for, well, in Alaska for about 9 years, and I'm interested in old stories and in how people make their living around where you're from.
I'm Kip Kermoyan, and I grew up in California. I've been up here about 9 years, and I'd like to hear about some of your hunting, old hunting, and your perceptions about the way things have changed and what those mean.
I'm Maureen Boyle from Fairbanks. I'm interested too in stories and what your families were like a long time ago and how you see situations now and how you feel the change is affecting people and what you look for in the future.
My name is Nicole Hollingstead, and I'm from Petersburg, and I'm also interested in anything you have to say.
My name's Pete. I'm from New York, and I'm interested in art.
My name's Richard from St. Mary's. I'm interested in a kind of hunting tools you guys used to use a long time ago, and old hunting stories.
We want to know everything about you. And we want to know what you think.
Yeah. Now, first thing, I'm going to tell you about, I was born a gambler. This is right here. I've been born a gambler. When I was a little boy, we're using the white man, they ask us, we stay in the igloo. I never use an igloo. Long time ago, they use an igloo. They use an igloo. We see lots of igloos right in and near the Gamble Mountain. They've been here up igloos before. And we use a walrus hide, big house. About big room, about this much long, or longer than that. Some is curved this way. When the lots of families did, one big room, everyone put the mattress, just can use the mattress, sleep or not. All of them, every family stayed one place, one bedroom. We use a seal oil lamp. Always, that's why our father, parent, cousin, they go early in the springtime, walrus hunting, seal hunting, over, we call it muckluck, meaning call it big seal, overlook. We call it muckluck, big seal, about 8 feet long. Mostly, they use, bring some oil, blubber. They want to use it for oil, for heat, for cooking. We used a seal oil lamp about this much wide, this much long, this much wide, the big burner. Cook. Before they got no tea. When they drink some when they're cooking some walrus meat, seal meat, we don't drink, just drink with a meat, we use it just like a drink of tea, except we use bird, right here, see, bone. We use like a spoon, we make spoon, yeah, we don't have a spoon. It's pretty good heat, pretty warm. Then, always, in the winter time, they use a harpoon. This much wide, this much round, walrus skin, in the winter time, about this much thick ice, see there. Let them not freeze always, but see there. About 15 minutes, 20 minutes, come again. When you go down, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, come up again. So the man is watch, they got harpoon with ivory harpoon head. The skin will use it, watch them. When they come out, harpoon it. Sometimes they tighten the ice, somebody watch them. So they don't have come out, When he hop on it, he get away from the line, because if they come out from the hitch rope, they were tied right away. That's why all people tell them, when you hop on it, get away from the line rope. So they do it that way always. All people, they know it, how to hunt a walrus. Then he drag in the winter time about 7 feet long, 6 feet long, about almost 2 feet wide. He put liver and intestine, they tied with a rope and drag them to home in the winter time. In the summertime, they use skin board. They hold some skin board walrus hide. They hold lots of meat, because they like use dry meat. Some of them are put in the skin, put the meat inside. They use it that way. When I was 14 years old, I moved to the Silonga, 1914 is built four houses, four families. Also, because Ranger Hunter, this dinner, south side, in the springtime, we come to right here. We call Kangi, Ranger Hunter. He moved to in the springtime. We got corrals, more corral. In the July, some gamble, they come to boat. They like to buy some skin, meat. That's why they come over to skin boat and butchering herders, butcher fawn skin, steer. They buy, they trade from rope, mostly rope they like, and muckluck, baby wall, baby seal. They like for a harness, for reindeer harness, that's why. Then my wife's family, he moved to Ivicta. The herders all together is eight boys. Four boys live right here. Four boys stay in Ivicta right here. He moved. Same place, 1914. My wife, she was a little girl at that time. I was 14 years old that time when I heard her. I've been heard reindeer hunter in 1914. I was pretty young. And now, different. Long time ago, we used deerskin pants, sealskin on top, deerskin pants, and sealskin on top of our sealskin pants. Used muckluck. Hair steel tops, put the grass under. So, deer skin, some bird, murs, and cormoran for a coat. We don't have underwear at that time. That time we got no store. Some trader in the early spring, we come to gamble. They trade some hairy, seal skin, they traded, mostly trade, everywhere. And when we move, When we moved to Silonga, they buried low cows. No walrus hide. Make low cows. Same thing, his parents, low cows. No walrus hide. Low cows. Make great wood. Make house. use a wood stove, make a wood stove. Difference. Got lots of wood. Get some more. They tried fox tin from traders. Captain Peterson, they was trading almost every year. The name was Captain Peterson. They come early May. They come May always. Trade ivory, fox tin. They trade. They buy grocery, flour, sugar. Before, they got no tea, only coffee before. Coffee, they use coffee. Not much gone. Only 44 and 482, I saw first gun was for using Wallace. Except it's not very strong enough for Wallace. Sometimes wounded heart. Except the harpoon first. You use the harpoon first, yeah. Now it's different now. We use now house. We use house now. No more seal oil lamp. We use this kind of light. Some of them use still a wood stove. They buy some from a store, wood stove. No more. My wife moved 1920, they moved to Savonga, the school, put the school to school house. That's why he moved from my youth to Savonga.
You want to interpret, darling?
What?
You want to interpret?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I wish I'm going to have a week or two, but I'm not going to be able to skate around. Skate around me, and I'm going to be able to get a name
of the one,
and I'm going to be able to get a name of the one.
In the springtime, we move out to
loud enough so I'm recording that.
Oh. In the springtime, we move to Ivuchta for fawning for the reindeer and for hunting out in the open, in the lead. And they moved to Savonga when the school started.
Oh, I don't know, 15 years.
School. She started school when she was 15. So.
My wife, she was a split female hide we used for skin board, for cover, or skin board. My wife, she split her. She split a walrus hide before in somewhere July, late sometime. Then I stretch them, let them dry. When they dry, we put in salt water, let them wet. When get wet, so we covered our skin board, walrus hide. We used two walrus hide for one skin board. Our skin board around 29 feet, 28 feet long. Skin board, we use it. My wife sometimes they split four hide a day, four hide, they split it with a knife, making knife. But some of them girls learned, she learned from one of the ladies how to split the walrus hide. One of the ladies teach him how to split the walrus hide. She learned from the lady. I learned from my my father, my cousin's father. I learned from him. I've been born at Gam 103. I'm 80 years old now. Old man. I married at Chinoga, my wife. 1924. I married. My wife. Before, now it's a change. Now change. Same thing from Silonga, about right here. We got the phoning camp up there. Always we watch it there when the phone watch every day. When the airman, because that time was airman. My ranger earmark is right side, just like when you see a right in front, L. This side cut straight, just like this one, L. Earmark. Every those who got ranger, air cut, earmark, different mark. Some are just cut, some are just like a V. They do it. We watch always the phone. We didn't want to lose it because fox and raven kill them, young ones sometimes. That's why we watch them always. I was chief for 25 years myself. I've been 25 years, I've been chief for it. Always I stay in the herd, deer camp with my family. I trained the sleigh deer, I used the sleigh deer. Four times they would go to gamble by sleigh deer. I don't much use dogs. When I quit reindeer herder, I used dog sleigh. I've been hunting, walrus hunting always. I like walrus hunting. Without shooting, harpoon it first. Walrus. Always I harpooned it first. Without shooting. When I put the lion, when he come out, I shot him one shot. So, four or five walrus come over here and help us to pull all the walrus in winter time. On top of the ice, we cut them. We dropped 10 miles sometimes. We dropped. Young boys, tired, make sick. I'll do it that way. I work.
Jimmy, what did you make your ropes out of for when you harpooned walrus or? Where'd you get your rope?
Skin rope.
Was it made out of skin?
Yeah. We make baby walrus hide. Muckler baby. We use rope for the harvesting. The muckler baby is very good for rope. Wallace, Billy Wallace is a figure heavier. We use for a whale, for railroad. Look, one is thick, pretty strong. We used no time at all. Now it's mostly using now. Still, some of them use skin rope. They like use skin rope. Now with young boys, mostly nylon rope. Mostly now we use nylon. We use seal skin for poop, for floating walrus, for whaling. Now it's oh, they find some big balloon. They use it for whaling right now. This time, when they find it, they go straight from a beach. Maybe it's somewhere been loaded. They're loading. The butter is seal skin for floating. Better.
Could you tell us about your family, like how many kids you guys had, or your parents, their names and stuff?
Yeah.
How many, did you have any children?
What?
Did you have any children?
Louder.
How many children you have?
Me?
Yeah.
Got six boys and three girls, two boys we lost, one boy and girl died.
You have any grandchildren?
Yeah, 40. Got 40 older. We got 13 great grand.
14.
Yeah, I got that family. She busy. Why? She's picking all my bread. Every day.
Jake, Walter, Raymond, Morris, Eugene, Herman, Gregory.
I got the one adopted boy. The name was Walter. He been born in Walla Walla, Washington. He got two sisters. Both of them, one is Tina Gamble, Roger Chiluk, wife. Maybe then you know Roger
Chiluk. Oh, yeah.
You said you had 40 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren?
Yeah.
You know all of them? All of their names?
Stop.
Yeah.
Just
name
the children.
Yeah. Yeah. Currently,
one for 15
great grandchildren.
We got two girls adopted to one boy. Besides, my boy.
One of your boys is a whaler?
Who?
One of your sons is a whaler?
Yeah, Raymond.
Raymond?
Yeah.
Raymond, yeah. They caught two wheel already. I don't know how many. Polar bear you kill.
Most of them down. All together. Most
I don't know how many.
20 more. Lots of
killed polar bear.
Every year. 3, 4, 5 kill.
Polar bear?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you kill with a baby.
Could you talk about taking the boat to Southwest Cape, is it?
Yeah. They drag a skin boat about 50, 60 miles from Simumasi. Drop to the... You go drop that way and go Southwest Cape. Southwest Cape. Go drag them.
Where do the whales go by the island?
Right here, see something else. Coming to this way.
Is
Yeah. Every spring, going to drag six boat. They drop a skin boat to Willing up there. But you got limit two wheels, kill horse. I hope for this year we could maybe it's one chance, maybe five. I heard they will kill five, you know, I hope. Two is not enough.
Two is the limit?
Yeah. Limit, two wheels. When they caught a wheel, they split the skin, mucked up, we call mucked up. Split it to gamble, they give it to Hola, one and a half mucked up, give it to gamble. Same thing, when they caught a gamble, when they caught a whale, this half of it mucked up, give it to Tsilonga. The Tsilonga people divided. To the boat, you do it that way almost.
How many whales did they get in a year before there was a limit?
No limit before.
Yeah.
No limit.
About how many would they get?
Sometimes they caught eight whale.
Eight?
In a gamble. Not Chirunga. Never went on Chirunga. They never tried before Willing. First, Nathan knew. They've been trying to Willing on the Southwest Cape. My boy, he went to Raymond, who would crow. When you tried to cut a whale, they caught a whale right away. Now they started six foot now Willing last year. They like Willing, more better. Or they used dogs. Now, no more. Not very much dogs now. They use Honda and Stumson, that's all. Sometimes they broke someplace, between a year, someplace broke Stumson. Sometimes they walk. When we ride the dog sled, our dogs, they were tired, except for the slow, but this is all right, drive. Now it's no more change, different. Use Honda, no sin.
You said that Savunga didn't used to hunt whale, gamble, just hunted whale.
They only gamble.
Only gamble, and they.
No, Savunga.
Is that?
No, they never tried, because boy whale. They never come to the Savunga, except now two times, the four times, fall in the fall, December. With the boat going out, they see lots of whale, boy whale. They never try to call a whale because they're not open for season for whaling time. That's why they never go hunting.
So, is that why boats? Why you have to drag the boats?
Yeah.
All that way
yeah.
To
mm-hmm.
To
get right here. See, long way. Dragon. No way. By dog sled. I go dog sled before. Stop right here. No, right here. The next day to Northeast Cape. Here. 2 days.
This is my camp, Northeast Cape, for white fox hunting, seal hunting, fishing. Pretty good for fishing up there. Lots of fish, seal, ducks, oh, lots of ducks in the fall. My, lots of ducks. Always, I take my family always to our camp. The Air Force, 10 years to there. 1951, they built it, Air Force. I worked 5 years in Air Force. When they closed, I transferred to Anchorage. My wife and we go fly to Anchorage 1 year, still there, 1 year, and retire, come back to Savannah. We've been retired from Air Force.
What did
you now, I come over here, teach Eskimo dance now. Anybody want to ask me to dance? So my cousin, my son is the daughter, he's my granddaughter.
It's John. John Apongo?
Yeah. My cousin John Apongo, little brother.
What did you do in Anchorage for that 1 year? When you were in Anchorage for that 1 year, what did you do?
1 year?
Yeah, and when you were in Anchorage for 1 year, what did you do there?
What kind of work did you do for the Air Force when you were in
Anchorage? I worked at a carpenter. I was a carpenter.
In Anchorage?
Yeah. I was, I was carpenter repairing the door, window, bars, because weekend, you know, Air Force, too much weekend, too much use of liquor, that's why sometimes broke the window, sometimes broke the door, but it was there. When I found a bunch of actors, I make a box, a paper box. We pack, ship them someplace, some of them $1,000 worth, a little piece for repairing for the maybe electric, I don't know, motor for the something for a machine. $1,000 worth, pack them, make a box and pack them, put insulate, ship. Because I thought that we would make box, a paper box. And I retire from that. So I tell I work home. Work home. Home work. I don't hunt anymore. Walrus, seal, no more. My eyes not too good now. Now when I use now it's a flare a little bit, your feet flare. My eyes not too good.
How do you fish? How do you fish with nets?
Yeah, we used to fish net. Yeah. Now it's using fishing rod. Fishing rod. More fun. I use fish nets myself.
Did you ever teach before?
Yeah.
In school?
Do ivory carve?
Yeah, I carve. I got carving right now. I bring a little kayaks. I make already finished. I bring with me. Also, this much long, fossil ivory, already polished. I'm going to make a dog sled. I made it already finished, sled and dog, sled and man. I didn't work yet at dogs. I will try to finish up Maybe you will see sometime when I bring them here, maybe I will show it to you. Also, Eugene, he gave it to me. I can try to sell it to Wallace head was a skull, you know, mixed skull, polished. About past this was long, with the skull, with the head. He told me, I can try to sell it. He told me, try to sell it to $1,500. I don't know, I might sell it or not.
Can you tell us about teaching in school?
Yeah.
You're teaching in school.
I was teaching Eskimo dance at the local high school girls, boys. But not much boys, the boys don't want to dance. Mostly girls, they like dance. Boys don't want to dance, mostly girls dance. I was teaching high school girls, Now, 3 years I was teaching. Now, only 30 hours I've been teaching high school girls. I've been quit because one of the ladies, they got no hours. That's why 30 hours they could use for the teaching for the girls, for sewing, one of the ladies. So, I've been quit teaching high school dance at school. When I come over here to come to a school dance teaching, you know. I like dance, I like sing. I am a singer. Yeah. My wife, dancer.
Where are your songs from? Are they, did you write your own songs or someone else?
I learned when I was started to marry for my wife. The name was Valarin, Theodore Valarin. That name was Valarin. He said, Tim Valarin, father, he's a good singer. He teach me how to sing. So I learned from him song. And right now I make myself make song for teaching for the girls. Or Jana Pangalok song, Valarin song, different man song. We did. She knew some of them dance Jana Pangalok song.
What do you write songs about?
Some of the meaning?
Yeah.
They got meaning, some of the meaning. Some of them, nothing meaning, no meaning. Some of the many hunting, bird hunting, climbing creek, pick some eggs. I got myself a basketball player, basketball player, Wallace song. Wallace do it that way sometimes, Wallace song. Except Wallace never jump. Graduate song, the girls graduate song. The meaning. You will see them, I'm watching. They will, maybe you will dance, maybe. Maybe you will like dancing, maybe you like learning, you learn it. Now, first time I've been teaching right here. Maybe next year I'll do it again, I don't know.
Does everybody that sings make up their own songs?
Yeah, right.
So nobody sings somebody else's song?
Some of them, yeah.
They do? Do they?
Sometime, 5 or 6. Singer. Just help him for singing. Some boys got a good voice.
very good voice, singer, Delbert. I like Howard myself for singing. I dance myself.
Do you have songs from, you guys are on an island, do you borrow songs from other places?
Yeah.
From Nome or Wales?
Different songs for someone. We learned it from Inland, Shabir Yubik. Before, when I was a little boy, Shabir and people, they visit to gamble. They treat some, the Shabir and Eskimo, they went to, before to gamble, they went to herder, Eskimo herders, reindeer herders. I'm out from gamble to Shabir, that much far, almost far from here to gamble. Shabir, no more visit.
When did that stop? When did they stop coming over?
I don't know. When they stopped?
Uh-huh.
Around maybe 1940.
Would you ever want to go see
No,
them?
I never go visit to camp. I'm in Shabir, no. I don't see it. Only I see when they visit to camp.
I have a question. In the Yupik, Central Yupik Eskimo dance, they hit the drum this way.
Yeah.
And you do it this way. Is there a special meaning?
Before we use a stick this much long, but one inch wide, about very thin, using a stick. Different midland stick. Midland is thin, very thin, using. Now with using a heating bamboo, also or baleen.
Was there a special meaning for hitting the drum this way? Could you ask him?
When you hit the drum in around the Yukon area, they hit it this way. She's asking, why do you hit it the other way? Why?
No time. They do it that way a long time ago. Never had it this way. Now it's, they make oakwood, hickory, very thin, hit it that way. Midland, they use this way, thinner.
Thinner on the wood or on the skin?
Yeah, we use it before we use it for the water. Get wet a little bit. We don't want to break them. When it'll be dry, put water again. So do it that way. We use it. We don't want to let them dry. We don't want to break them.
Do you remember when planes first started to fly to the island?
Yeah. Then it was the Jack. The last name was, I forgot. He was brought mail first time, first plane.
they landed in the ice, Gamble Lake is pretty long. They landed in the lake. And there was Jackie. Last name I forgot, Jack. Also, the name was Thor, Norwegian. He used single motor. They not only from Gamble to Silonga, they fly to Northeast Cape. That's all. They fly. They never crossed to no. Just on the island, and on the Gamble. They fly. Mostly it's in the Gamble. He sleep up there, Gamble. Sometimes they sleep in Northeast Cape.
When did they start coming out there with airplanes?
Oh. 1924 Air Force, Army. 1924. The Gamble. They landed the Gamble. 1945, we get the mail
over. Mate, what did you think when you saw the first airplane coming in? What did you think of the first airplane?
Fish?
No, the airplane.
Airplane?
What did you think of it?
Come over here. First time when you see airplane, a bunch of people they go to see him. How is that airplane? They want to see him. What kind of plane? Yeah, we don't know what to go. Nobody know what airplane. So they've been watching. So the pilot tell him, you better get away farther out. Because lots of people close to the airplane when they start to go. The pilot tell him, you can get away from the airplane. Now, that time, so they tell us, anybody want to fly 10 minutes? So two boys go inside to go fly a circle on the Gamble, right in the Gamble right there. Go circle, it'll be 10 minutes, they land it, another boy get in and fly. The pilot didn't fly. The older people, they like to fly. Old man, they like to fly. But, young people mostly they want to go fly, but pilots let them fly all people first.
Did you fly that time?
Yeah, I've been flying myself too. First time we fly.
When they first had the airplane around our...
Because that time, when they do this way, we thought you could fall down. And he turned it.
People weren't scared of it? I mean, like the north
I know Thor. Sometimes they play. We've been watching in a single motor. Sometimes they roll. So the pilot, with a single motor, they roll it. Why? They never scared. Sometimes they come straight down. When they pretty close to the ground, they go up. Sometimes go upside down. Yeah. He's a good pilot.
Yeah. We still have some time in the class, but Jimmy, there's a few things I want to tell the class too about visiting you. I visited with Jimmy and Mabel this afternoon, and they said that they'd like to have you come and visit, and you can come in the morning, afternoon, or evening. Keep in mind that they'll be in class, and we've not established the time for the dance class that they'll be teaching. So we don't have that time settled yet. The teacher for that class is in bed with the flu right now. And he was going to work that out with Jimmy and Mabel for a time that would be best. And Darlene, what time have you folks been going to supper? 5, 6?
5:30 or 6.
Okay, so keep in mind 5 to 7 is supper time usually, but you can come and visit. In our next class, I'll pass around a paper, and I'd like you to sign up, and we should be visiting them once a week for a period of time, and keep a journal on that as well. And did I say 416F?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 416F. It's the first apartment on the right as you go up the hill past the through the Chapman parking lot in the modular units. And so starting after this class, you can be visiting them, and they'll be expecting people to come and visit. And we'll give you a better schedule for times when they won't be there. But for the most part, for now at least, they'll be there. They'll be working with linguists as well in the Alaska Native Language Program. People who are writing a dictionary need some of their help in some of the words that they can't figure out and don't know. But for the most part, they'll be at that apartment. One more thing that I'd like you to do is write another question for me of the kinds of things that you're interested in, and turn it in to Carol or myself, either to me before the end of the class today or Carol before noon tomorrow. Two questions I'd like you to write down. One is additional information additional things that you'd like Jimmy and Mabel to talk about. And then secondly, are there any questions that have been raised in what Jimmy has been telling you so far? Is everything perfectly clear, or are there things that you'd like to have elaborated on, or things you don't understand? Okay, understand that? One about new things, and then the one about anything that you haven't understood so far. Anything you'd like elaboration on. And this will help, I think, in future classes as well. Jimmy is very quickly covering everything that we talked about earlier today, and I know I can't stay ahead of him unless I get your help.
In fact, I didn't school much. Only second grade I was school. Quit second grade. I'm not school much. Only second grade. I use first second grade reader. Third grade arithmetic. Because I've been learning more arithmetic. Quit. That's why. I don't spell much, I don't learn much spelling. But I learned to talk English now, when I'm old.
Can I ask a question?
When you were a young boy, did your father or your grandfather had to take you to like a Kasigit,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Teach you how to make things?
Yeah. My father, my grandfather, I don't see him. Only my grandfather's brother, I've been seeing him. My grandfather been died before, when I was a little boy, I think. I didn't know it. Only his brother, I've been seeing it. Lincoln Blasey's father, I've been seeing it. see his brother. My father, brother, and brother. I said, I've been see him. Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's been teaching how to build those house. When they start to put the house in the fall, in the summertime, we use use this way house, see? Make straight the front and on top of a slope a little bit with the skin, wall side. We used in the summertime, just they got no temp, we used wall side in the summertime. In the fall, we built the house again, put the cover with the wall side. Put the flooring, that much, just like flooring, this much wide. Put the latch on, and put stick, push out, make round a little bit. Do that, then they covered with the walls high. Let's put the rope, tie it, let's put the right, put the rope, tie it. Make straight, covered, everything.
You don't have any logs or trees or stuff like that on the island?
You have trees?
Logs, like.
Are there any trees on the island?
Hmm?
Any trees? No trees? No. Where do you get your wood?
Tristan? Look at my log.
Gripwood. Give you some gripwood. They split it with the, they got the sharp walrus tusk, big sharp. We split the gripwood. Mostly you use the axe. Big axe. Too much work. In the summertime, they will go. They go to near the top hook. Near the right here. See, somewhere right here. Grip. That's a great wood. You come and buy wood. Pick some great wood. Take to gamble. They spread it in the camp. Stay there. And make thinner, about this much wide, this much thick, about this much long, maybe 12 feet, 14 feet. Let them stick together and make a big house, build it for a house.
How old were you when you took your first trip to the Northeast Cape?
Huh?
How old were you on your first trip to the Northeast
Cape? 1951, they built it. 1951.
So the Air Force was
there? Air Force.
Already?
Yeah, Air Force. Before that, I've been building house in Northeast Cape.
It was there before. Super.
Super. Ah, the world too. Before airport village, I was village in Northeast Cape.
Is that where your family went before you? Your father and your family before you?
Before I was to take my family to there, Northeast Cape. Mm-hmm. In the wintertime. It was sea landing, ready for Fox Street. So in the wintertime, we go by Dog's Lake.
Yeah. Did your father have a camp there too before, or did you find that camp yourself?
No, my father got no camp. No.
Yeah.
Myself.
Was that after you got married?
Mm-hmm. Before I married.
Oh, oh, before you were married?
Yeah.
Before 1924?
I married before 1924. I married, yeah.
When you go there every year, do
yeah.
you have to build a new house?
No, you mean a new house?
Each year?
Yeah. Except I got Peter O'Neill, Jimmy Atayahawk's brother. He would go with me to Northeast Key.
Did you have a shelter you took with you?
Huh?
Did you have a shelter that you took with you to the
oh.
cave?
Right. I got two cabins. I built it around somewhere. The name was Sivak. Built it right here before. Then I moved to the Northeast Cape.
Mabel, could you tell us what kind of food you used to gather? Could you tell us about some of the food you gathered?
Green.
Where? On the tundra or down by the beach or where?
All kinds of greens.
What kinds of, when you say greens, what kinds of?
Sourdoughs. I don't know what the English means for what.
Are they leafy or?
Yeah, leaves. Yeah, greens. Leaves.
Blackberries and sandberries.
How are the greens prepared for food? Did you cook them or raw or?
Cake. This much long, tall, full of the greens. Let's put the water on, mix sour.
Big leaves. Cook.
Boil it.
Boil it?
Yeah, boil it. Some kind of leaves, this not long. Boil it. When the greens make sour. In the winter time, make ice cream. Just like ice cream. Very good. You like green.
When you were married, was your marriage arranged or did you have a choice in who you wanted to marry?
Before, long time ago, our parent
they talked to the Lushoka's daughter. They talked to the can they married? They got married, my boy, your daughter, Benici, yes. They married. They worked, we worked 1 year for his family, his parents. We worked 1 year. Everything, when we kill a fox, seal, we drop, give it to the our father-in-law. Give it to money. When we get money, we give it to father-in-law. We steal 1 year. The father-in-law, we work. We walk every day. Now it did. Now it definitely. Good friend. Good friend.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Were these put when you were small? Or
finally? Another old lap, I knew him at the water for a while. I was a mother of the young.
So that's
the what?
You got the what?
I don't know what.
Man,
why?
You only looking on. Be now you got the honest the water. I'm also on a guy.
You
would have
it when I don't. On that, I leave Kisho.
The only best reason they know to put those on was because to distinguish them from men. Allah man bigah.
Yeah, yeah, kayo. Yo.
When she
15 years.
Yeah. She won't make it to her. That's not long time ago, every lady do it that way. Some of them play on right here, just like that, right here, right here. Long time ago, ladies do it that way. They don't want, just like a man. So this, they got note that the lady, they got do it that way.
Sort of like decoration?
Yeah. Every lady do it that way.
How was that done, Jim?
Huh?
How did they do that?
I don't know how to do it. With a needle, I mean. With a needle. I didn't watch him.
Jimmy and Mabel, one thing I forgot to mention to you earlier is that on Friday night we'd like to have dinner for you with the class at our house. So so don't go to the Commons on Friday night. And we'd like to pick you up and I think Jane has talked to the class already, right, about coming up and having a potluck up at our place.
Except she didn't have the maps.
Okay, there are maps in my office and I didn't bring them down either, but we do have them. Carol has them, and we're at 6 miles between a ridge. How many of you have cars that will be coming up there then? Hold your hands up so that the rest can see. How many... we'll need rides to come up.
Do you know what time it will be?
Jane usually decides that. I think fairly soon after 5 o'clock, maybe 6. If you started coming earlier, that would be fine. One thing I'd like to say is I'd like you to make yourselves at home, including helping. So if you come earlier, that's fine. And, you know, we'd like to have it early enough so that it doesn't cut up your evening too much. And if some came earlier, we could have the dinner ready sooner. Let me just describe to you now how to get there. You can pick up a map as well. But you go straight up Chuna Ridge, go up, guys. We're at 6 miles. There's There's a road going up to the highest point on Chena Ridge. And we're on that road that goes up to the highest hill. We're just about 50 yards up. If you just go up with a little momentum, you can usually make it into our driveway. We're the first one up on the what's called the FAA road. And there's a driveway to the right as you go up there. When you're getting close to our house, there's one of those road signs that shows curved roads ahead. Well, I'm just drawing a map. Yeah. But before you start down the hill again, there are some curves, and then there's a sign showing curved roads ahead. And then, going up to the highest point, there's a log cabin there. About 300 yards past that sign, the curved road sign, there'll be a road going off to the right, and then about 50 yards up, you turn into our driveway. But I'll bring maps, and if you want to pick them up later, you can. I think we still have a few minutes left, but we've covered quite a bit today. Jimmy and Mabel, it's really good to have you folks here, and I look forward to a lot more classes like this. And to the class, remember, I need a lot more of your questions. So get them to me. If you have them ready now, give them to me. Otherwise, give them to Carol before noon tomorrow. And I'll be meeting with Jimmy and Mabel frequently and just talking in preparation for the class.
Chip, I'm not very good to talk English. Except my ears, I don't hear much. Talk a little louder would be all right.
Or maybe there could be more in the middle or something.
No. Okay, well, see you all on... Who is going to do the tape today? Okay, Darlene will take the tape.